the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
At 9,159 feet above sea level, Mount Lemmon is the highest peak in the Santa Catalina Mountains, the 11th tallest mountain in the state, and was named after botanist Sarah Plummer Lemmon, who trekked the mountain for her botanist studies in 1881 by both foot and by horse. And part of that Santa Catalina Mountains is Sabino Canyon that you tried to sneak in on me earlier. The tram rides are back, and there's two routes to choose from. They leave a half hour, but on 15-minute intervals, and that runs from 9 to 4. And I understand. I have not done Sabino Canyon, but it's got an incredible reputation. Tucson.com is the home of the local newspaper for the Daily Sun, and they've been posting all week long just how red Tucson is right now. We're getting to the end of that yellow Palo Verde stage, and we're getting into the red cactus stage, and the Choya and the Ocotillos are in full bloom, and a beautiful time to get out and go through Sabino Canyon. You've also got the Catalina State Park right there and the Santa Catalinas as well. But you've also got four state parks we still need to get to in southern Arizona that are water-related. We'll start over on the northeast side of the mountains first, where you've got Roper State Park as well as Dankworth Pond.
Yeah, Roper Lake and Dankworth Pond, they're adjoined. So it's two parks you can visit that are kind of connected, but cabins, camping, water, swimming, fishing, those are both really, really nice parks to head to for the summer.
And both areas of the state that are less traveled. So if you like the lower crowds like we do, and not a waiting in lines or being camped on top of each other, that's a great destination. As well as Sonoita and Patagonia. Now, the only reason I don't like talking about those is because I do like the road less traveled. And I don't like leaking out that those places exist because they're incredible.
They are hidden gems in southern Arizona for sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. Patagonia is, if you haven't been there, you need to go. That's
absolutely.
That's the best lake down there. It's cabins are new, and you can stay in a cabin. You wake up, you're looking over the lake. You can see the sunrise. They're a great amenity that we added there to the park, but just go to Patagonia. Just go down there.
And that was 15 that we've covered that were water related, but there's a total of 35 state parks. You've got Karshner Caverns. That'd be a great way to get out of the sun.
Yeah. Yeah. You go underground.
Beat the heat going to the cave.
Yeah. But Karshner has really great hiking trails, and they have cabins and campgrounds too. I think a lot of people don't realize what all there is to do above ground at Karshner Caverns. So yeah, that's another really good trip. And I have to say, you forgot Dead Horse Ranch for water and Full Hollow Lake.
Now, can you swim at Dead Horse? I didn't think you could jump in the water.
You can't jump in the water, but you can kayak, you can canoe, you can go fishing. They've got good fish stocked in the lagoons right now, and the fishing's really good in the Verde River's right there through the Verde River Greenway area. And yeah, it's a really nice place to go and cool off with all those cottonwood trees. You have a lot of shade. They have cabins and campgrounds as well.
Yeah, the mini cabins are really cool.
Yeah, mini cabins. Yeah. And you know, the best part about Dead Horse is you can get away. It's not too far away. You can just take a day trip, or you can camp there, and then you can go to Red Rock and Jerome and Fort Verde and Tonto and just kind of make that your home base and then go and visit those other parks that don't have campgrounds.
Tuzi Goot is there, and then Cottonwood downtown has really done an incredible job bringing up their revitalizing their old downtown to be like the wine center of central Arizona. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it, like you said, it's not far, but Dead Horse State Park does do a great job of once you get there, you do feel like you're out in the middle of nowhere. It kind of sits down, and the hills around it kind of blocks any, night pollution, sky pollution from Phoenix or Flag. You don't see any other town lights. It's a state park that my Boy Scout troop did two Eagle Scout projects, and so we spent a lot of time at state parks Dead Horse State Park over the years, and I can't believe how much that's changed from what it was 30 years ago to today, I go back and I don't even recognize it sometimes. the amount of water that's increased and the ponds and the activities to do. You can find all of these at arizonastateparks.com. And you'd mention, what was the other one? Fool Hollow.
Fool Hollow.
That's one that you can go to. I mean, you're in the town of Sholo. Mm-hmm. So that's one you don't have to have any major preparation or packing for other than maybe your fishing tackle, because Sholo's got anything you would need right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and azstateparks.com, too, a lot of events coming up. We even have some really good events happening today. So just right on the homepage, we have a bunch of events on the right-hand side, and you can click there and then see what else we have coming up. So I know Catalina State Park and Boyce Thompson, they've got some really good events happening today, but Lyman Lake is also launching their summer hiking series.
And looking at that picture, I forgot about all the hieroglyphics that are at Lyman Lake.
Yep. Right.
Great place to go see some ancient carvings in stone that date back 300, 400, 500 years. I guess I'd have to take a guided hike to go and know, right?
Every Saturday.
All right. State Parks Director Bob Roscheid and Michelle Thomas, the Director of Communications. Thompson. Sorry.
He nailed my last name perfectly.
Thanks for joining us this Saturday.